Kalim Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel 1-3. We continue on the list of increasingly potent sources of tuma, and here we have lomala mehen, more potent than even those of the previous mishnah that matama b'maga and masa. We have the boel nida, the person who slept with a nida. So a nida is of course a woman who is having a regular menstrual cycle, and at that point she becomes an avatuma. That's not our topic now. If someone sleeps with her while she has tumas nida, and the truth is it equally applies if she is a yoledes in those first 7 and 14 days, or if she's a zava, in all those cases, the pasuk says, v'sihi nidasa alav, her nida status passed on to him, by which we understand that he, the person who sleeps with her, the zava, yoledes, or nida, becomes an avatuma, in fact, for 7 days, and says the mission not only 7 days, but shehu metame mishkav tachton ke'elyon. He conveys tuma to mishkav tachton, literally the lower mattress or bedding, ke'elyon, like the upper one. There are two basic approaches, different approaches on what this actually means. Most learn, not like the Bar Tanura, that it means that there's a sort of tumas midras happening here. Midras is a tuma that the zav nidio lettuce convey, which basically says if they put their weight on something designed to support human weight, sometimes referred to as mishkav, moshav, and merkav, mishkav, things that you lie on, moshav, things that you sit on, merkav, things that you ride on, like a saddle. So by putting their weight on those things, even without direct contact at all, so those things become tame, and then become tame actually is avos hatuma. Okay, so that means if you think princess and the pea, stack of 10 mattresses, the princess is the zava or the nida or the yoledes, if she sleeps on the top mattress, so then all the mattresses down to the very bottom all become tame as avos hatuma, even though she had no direct contact with any of the mattresses beside the top one. And moreover, if someone sleeps on those mattresses or on those mattresses, even putting their weight on even like, you know, any of those 10, then they become tame also. They're avos, so the person who sleeps on will become a rishon. Now, the point of our mishnah here, according to some, when we're talking about tachton ke'elyon, is that there's a sort of watered-down version of tumas midras happening with the boel nida, which means if he sleeps on the mattresses, he also conveys tuma to all the mattresses all the way down, but not to become avos. Rather, they become rishonos. What does that mean? Just as any person who's tame, like an avatuma, sleeps in a mattress, so then the mattress he touches will become a rishon. He's the av, it becomes a rishon. So our mishnah is saying that all the mattresses all the way down become rishonos like the top one, even though there's no direct contact because of this like kind of quasi-midras situation. That's the words mean. Mishkav tachton, the bottom mattress, ke'elyon, has the same status as the top mattress, meaning the mattress he's lying on, the top one, is a rishon because he touched it directly. And so too is the bottom one, also tame is a rishon, even though no direct contact because of this kind of midras idea. The other approach, like the Bar Tanura has, is this idea of elyona shel zav. This is kind of a version of what's like heset, meaning he is, the tame thing is carrying the weight or lifting something else. So again, the idea is that when he moves something, it becomes a tame. And here the idea is that if he, specifically with mishkavos, it seems like, things that he lies on, if he holds like a stack of them, just he makes the bottom one tame touches, the top one becomes equally tame as a rishon. Lemala mehen, more potent than the boel nida, is the zovo shel zav, veruko v'shichvas zaro, umeme raglav, v'dam hanida, shen metamne b'maga uvamasa. So what this is talking about is as follows. There is a set of people, again, it's the zav, v'chaver, the zav and his girlfriends, as I call them, the zav and nida yoledes, and the truth is also on the list is, in this context, is the mitzora. So those five people, they have what are called ma'ayanos, the fluids, bodily fluids that well up in them before they come out. And the mission is essentially enumerating those. So those fluids are tame as an avatuma also. So the ma'ayanos of zav, nida, zava, yoledes, and mitzora are tame as an avatuma. What are the ma'ayanos? So it's essentially it's saliva, urine, uterine blood, if you're talking about the actual blood that comes from the nida or the zava, the shechva zera, the semen of a zav, and the zov, the actual zov, the whatever the fluid is that comes out of the zav, that fluid. Those liquids are avosatuma. That's what Amish is saying over here. And those are potent tumas that are so potent that if you have either maga or masa, you become tame by them. And of course, that's true by the nevela from the first Mishnah and also from the mechatas with Kedei Hazayah. But the difference is that we said that if you do just maga by nevela, for example, so then you don't have tum b'chibur, and your clothing doesn't become tummy. Only you become tummy. Whereas when it comes to the mayanos, these fluids, if you touch them or carry them, so then not only do you become tummy as a rishon, but the clothing you're wearing or the other kelim you're touching, and also food and drink you're touching, all become a rishon as well simultaneously while you're touching or carrying the fluid. So again, the words, let me translate them slowly for you here. Lamala mehen, more important than we said before, because it has tum b'chiburim for if just masa, direct contact, is zovo shel zav, the fluid that oozes out of the zav, that makes him to a zav, veruko, his saliva, v'shichvas zaro, his semen, umeme raglav, and his urine, v'dam hanida, if it wouldn't be a zav, but a nida, or for that matter, again, a yoledis or a zava, the blood itself, is tame as a mayon, avatuma. Shehen metamen b'maga, they make a person tame with direct contact, uvamasa, or carrying its weight, and so tame again, that the kalim they're wearing or touching also become tame as a rishon. Again, let me speak that out for a second to make sure it's clear. I said it before, but as opposed to if he would first touch the blood, the menstrual blood, let's say, making him to a rishon, if he then goes and touches a shirt, the shirt stays tahor. It's only the shirt that he's wearing at the time he touches it that becomes tummy. That's the chiddush here. Lamala mehen, more potent yet, is merkav, the saddle on which the zav, or for the matter, the zava, nida, or your lettuce, and maybe also the mitzorah, the machlokas, rides on. Shu matama tachas evan mesama. It conveys tuma even through evan mesama. There are a few pshatim evan mesama. It's complicated. I don't get it right now. I just want to say one straightforward pshat, which is evan mesama means a big heavy rock. Okay, there are different understandings of what this rock is doing. But let's just say, like Tosos, very simply, that even if the rock weighs, 10 million pounds, and think of a princess in the pea scenario where you have, 10 mattresses. And let's say, mattress number in the middle somewhere, the middle mattress is made of this, meteorite that weighs, 10 million pounds, Evan Masama, this very heavy rock. So the point is that if the Zav or Zava Nida Yoledis sleeps on the top mattress, all the mattresses all the way down become Avos HaTumah through Tumas Medras. And the Chiddush is that not only do they become Tumah the whole way down, but even if there's a layer in the middle, which is an incredibly heavy rock, it weighs 10 million pounds. So then that the two chadushim there. First is like the mattresses below kind of wouldn't even notice, so to speak, if they could feel it. Feelings, they wouldn't hardly notice if the princess was sleeping on the top of the sack or not, because already the bottom mattress is under the weight of 10 million pounds of rock. So wouldn't notice the difference, but still, if she sleeps on top, that does carry to the bottom. Others learned it's a little, picture's a little different, more like a rock that's like, I think like an arch that's permanent and it carries the weight in full. The second chiddush is that we said that a rock isn't makabel tuma. Only Adam, Kalim, Ochlin, or Mashkin can be makabel tuma, and a rock is not any of those things. And therefore, the rock is tuma impervious. And the chiddush is nevertheless, even though the rock itself can't become tuma at all, the mattresses beneath it are tuma as well as avatuma. If the zav nidioletis sit, rest, lie on top of the mattresses. Now, the Mishnah here's case specifically here is actually Merkav, which means the saddle, and the idea is that the saddle is a slightly bit less potent source of Tumah than the other Mishkav and Moshav, which we'll explain in just a moment. But the Merkav, the point is, can do what I just explained. Lamala min ha-Merkav is the Mishkav and the Mishkav and the Moshav, besides for saddles. Couches for sitting on and Mishkav mattresses and beds for lying on are a little more potent than the Merkav. Why? Sheshava magao lemasao. That essentially tum b'chiburin applies equally when you're directly in contact with a mattress. Meaning, if you, a tahor person, touch a mattress on which a zav nida leta slept, the mattress is an av. You touching it become a rishon, and your clothing becomes tummy as well. Whereas if what you're touching is the saddle of a Zav, or Zav Nidioletis, you're only touching it, not carrying it, so then your clothing remains Tahor. So that's the slight difference, that the saddle doesn't convey with Tumah B'chiburin, all your clothing that you're wearing, etc., and touching, when you just touch it as opposed to carry it. Whereas the Mishkav and Moshav, the things that are for sitting and lying on, they convey Tumah b'chiburin to the clothing one's wearing or touching, even if he's just touching and not carrying their weight. Okay. L'malam in a Mishkav, more potent than a mattress that the Zav and Yidul had slept on, is the Zav himself. Why? The Zav is more potent than his mattress, even though the mattress is an Av Tumah like the Zav. Okay. The difference is, Shahazav osa Mishkav. If a Zav lies on a mattress, the mattress becomes an Av. Vein Mishkav osa Mishkav. If a mattress goes on another mattress, okay, the second mattress will only be a Rishon because of direct contact. In other words, Mishkav, the idea that putting weight on something which is designed to support human weight, which applies to the Zav and the Yoledis, even if you're talking a stack with an indirect contact all the way down, only applies to the Zav and the Yoledis. It doesn't apply to inanimate objects, even their couches and saddles and mattresses. Those are just conveying Tumah, not through this Midrash idea, but just through direct contact of Magah.